It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. For 135 years, the residents of Superior have relied on a private utility company for water, electricity, and natural gas. That's Superior Water, Light, and Power.
Issues over rate increases and the cost of lead line replacements have city officials considering whether to purchase the utility. The city's Public Works Committee met earlier this month to discuss the issues. Superior's Mayor Jim Payne joins us now. Mayor Payne, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Morning, thank you.
So should Superior own its own utility?
Well, that's the question we're going to try and answer. Ironically, just this morning, while I was listening to the show, I got the first draft of our request for qualifications for consultants to start analyzing that question. What I can tell you is the system is not working right now. We have one of the only, possibly the only private water utility in the state of Wisconsin, and we have the highest water rates in the entire state. That's Superior, which is named after our lake, Lake Superior, which is the largest source of clean, fresh water in the world. You could practically drink straight out of the lake, but we're paying more than anybody else.
What would a city-owned utility company mean for residents?
Well, it would probably mean the same thing that it does for every other resident of a city anywhere else in Wisconsin: lower rates. You know, Beloit just bought their utility a few years ago, and their rates have held steady. Our rates go up at least every 2 years, if not more often. So while it would be an expensive purchase and it would take some time to recoup those costs, I think it's going to look like the other utilities we operate: flat rates. We won't have to increase expenses for citizens.
So I'm wondering, Superior Water, Light, and Power, its parent company, Elite, based in Duluth, which is in the process of being sold to a Canadian pension board and a New York investment firm, does this acquisition factor in at all into Superior's exploration of how to take control of its own utility?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the main factor. Privatization is privatization. It's always been private. But one of the things that's supposed to have provided us comfort for years is that this has been a local company. You know, these are our neighbors that are running this service and providing this utility to us. But that's not really true anymore. For years, it's been owned by a fairly large corporation, as you said, Elite. And now that corporation won't even be a publicly traded corporation. It'll be truly private. And so we're losing even more control locally over it. Not that we had much to begin with. So it probably is time for the people of Superior to actually look at, should they just own their own water utility and protect their own access to the most vital natural resource?
Have you had conversations with the utility about this?
Yes, I've had a few conversations. They have been very tentative, but I was upfront that we are exploring this because one of the questions they had to answer is, are they willing to participate in the process? Would they voluntarily participate in a sale? They have communicated to me that they will not. They will resist the sale. The fact is, this is just too lucrative for them. But that's all the more reason for us to explore it. It shouldn't be lucrative. People shouldn't be profiting off of something that is necessary for human life.
So as you are in this exploratory stage, you have analysts now looking at some key questions. What are the steps that you're taking at this point?
So first we have to analyze the financials. How much should this cost? That will be contested. The utility is going to try and make that as expensive as possible to recoup as much money from us as possible. We have to demonstrate what this infrastructure is actually worth, and then the Wisconsin Public Service Commission will decide. So we have to collect that evidence. Then we have to create, you know, some pro formas that demonstrate how much it will cost to operate it. I'm very confident about that. We operate several utilities. We do so affordably. We are very successful accessing state and federal grants. The private utility is ineligible for those grants. So I think we can operate it much more efficiently than them. And then once the PSC approves, we go to referendum and the people decide.
You've been down this road as you hired the consultant for a wastewater treatment facility. The city-owned broadband network, Connect Superior. How do those experiences inform what you're doing now with the utility questions?
Yeah, the wastewater network was well before my time, but we've been operating it very successfully. I think we have one of the best and most successful wastewater networks in the state. And the broadband utility, I'm literally watching outside my window as it gets installed in my neighborhood right now. And so that was a very efficient process. Slow, of course. You take your time gathering the facts. You demonstrate what the risks are, what the potential rewards are, and what's the most likely scenario. You convince the city council, public service commission, and then ultimately the people. But the fact is, we're not blazing any new trails here. Every other city in the state has done this, and they're operating utilities more efficiently and more affordably than Superior is.
We are talking with Superior Mayor Jim Payne about a new proposal to look at the potential for the city purchasing its local utility company and the ramifications of that. Mayor Payne, let's talk about lead. At the October meeting, the Public Works Committee shared data from Superior Water, Light, and Power about the number of residents who have lead pipes that would be need to be replaced. How would owning the utility company help to offset replacement costs?
Well, first, let's say that there is only one acceptable number of lead pipes in a community, and it's zero. I was just in Milwaukee this week when the president announced that all utilities, public and private, will have 10 years to eliminate lead pipes. And the fact is, that is much, much more expensive for a private utility because they are not eligible for a lot of the state and federal funding that's available to replace these pipes. That's prohibited by Wisconsin law. That can only go to public utilities. So it would be much, much more affordable for the city of Superior to replace these pipes than it would be for Superior Water, Light, and Power. And even when they do, because they'll be obligated to, they're just going to pass those rates on to customers. The fact is, the city of Superior is a public service organization. We work for the people of Superior. It is in our interest to protect them from lead poisoning. It is in our interest to protect them from higher prices and to guarantee access to clean water. Only we can do that effectively. The cost will be fractions of what it would be if the private utility had to do this.
On that issue, WPR spoke with Superior Water, Light, and Power in July about the state statute that prevents homeowners from receiving federal assistance for lead pipe removal if a private utility is involved. And the utility company's manager of regulatory policies and rates, Jocelyn Scandell, said the company has talked with Wisconsin lawmakers about changing the law.
The response has been, overwhelmingly supportive. We understand that this state statute is put in place for a reason, but it's really not doing the job that it was intended to do.
So if state statute would change, would the city still have or want to purchase Superior Water, Light, and Power? Would it maintain that same position?
Again, we have to look at all of the facts involved before we make a final decision, and it's the people's decision ultimately, not mine. But there are many more reasons. Lead lines is not what precipitated this conversation. That is an important part of this conversation. And even if the law changes, we will still have more access to state and federal grants than the private utility would. But the most important part of this is our water is too expensive. They are proposing an 18% increase right now. That's on top of increases nearly every 2 years. And we're paying more for water than any other citizen in Wisconsin. Every other citizen of this state pays less for their water than the people of Superior, Wisconsin. That alone is a reason for us to actually take over this vital service and actually make sure that it serves the people and not the profits of a billion-dollar private corporation.
I want to move on now to the Blatnik Bridge replacement project that is moving ahead between Superior and Duluth. You've got the state transportation departments giving an update very soon on the schedule. What can you tell us? How's the project progressing?
It's moving steadily forward. We had a historic grant from the federal government. The president was here himself to announce it twice, and the project is moving forward. Yeah, on the ground, it's frustrating now. We don't consider this project in the future. It's happening now. There are interchange projects happening on the other side in Duluth, Minnesota, that if you go to Duluth, the route changes just about every other month. And so it's kind of a rough life as it is. But the big change when it actually closes in a few years, we're preparing for that pretty much every week. The business impacts, the traffic impacts, it's a part of nearly every conversation I have at City Hall right now.
How will the years of construction affect local businesses in Superior?
The best answer I can give you is we don't know. It's I tend to be the optimist in the room. There is more commerce that goes to Duluth than comes from Duluth. So there's a good chance that the frustration of it will just keep a lot of business in Superior. A lot of those businesses near the bridge too are destination businesses. Folks will go out of their way to reach, you know, the Earth Rider concert grounds or the Hammond Steakhouse, the best supper club in Superior. But the fact is, we just don't know. Big projects like this are historic. We don't have anything else we can point to. So we're doing the best we can to put everybody in the strongest position possible. And then we are prepared to adapt when the project actually begins.
I'm wondering, with historic construction, will that bring jobs? Will the local economy see an uptick in construction jobs?
It's going to be world-changing. I'm hearing numbers as many as 10,000 workers to build this bridge. Keep in mind, it's one of the most significant engineering and construction projects in the country. It's a big bridge, and it's going to take a lot of workers, probably more workers than live here now. It's going to bring a lot of people to the area. That's going to fill a lot of hotel rooms. It's going to fill a lot of restaurant seats. It's going to sell a lot of clothes in local stores. And so it's going to be a major impact to our economy. That brings challenges too, but those are the kind of challenges you want to deal with.
Mayor Payne, thank you so much for the update. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Jim Payne, Mayor of Superior, with us to talk about discussions the city is having about reclaiming its utilities, and then an update on the Blotnick Bridge replacement that connects Minnesota with Wisconsin.